Dreams leave no scars. Keep in mind every hour that you are not a soul and a body, but that you are a mentality, an intelligence, a consciousness, a soul. This means that you cannot be hurt or touched or endangered by any material means or device. You are absolutely invulnerable to danger, safe under the shadow of the Almighty. Your identity is spirit, is life, not matter or corporeality. This life knows no malady, no beginning, no end. It is God Himself finding expression in you. You are as safe and eternal as He is. Knowing these things, you will approach any situation with calm confidence. You will realize that He holds you safe within His ample palm. His care and solicitude will not depart from you one single second. He is principle, animate, intelligent, benevolent principle. Principle sustains and directs you. Principle directs every individual that contacts you, whether practitioner, nurse, or doctor, which means that whatever is done around your environs is unerringly and rightly done. Have your local practitioner keep up the work. Have her put in plenty of time. I will stand by. There is no doubt about winning. Long ago, I should have reminded you by letter that yours is a spiritual structure, which has not been handled or even touched by any mortalities, or by any material remedies or instruments. This means that your integrity holds fast. Lowell paints the picture. 'Tis as easy now for the heart to be true as for grass to be green or skies to be blue. 'Tis the natural way of living. Who knows whither the clouds have fled? In the unscarred heaven they leave no wake. I have just returned to the office. Wanted to phone you from Lansing, but your whereabouts were so indefinite. Saw your papa and mama. They were in the pink of condition, it seems to me, having an unusually happy time. Sorry, awfully, to have missed you. Somehow I would not rush into the doctor's hands. Cases like yours are straightened out by metaphysical treatment. In fact, I have some on hand right now that are doing very well indeed. A little irritation in those inner parts, which are sensitive and out of sight, makes one think the world is coming to an end. The same irritation on the back of your hand would give you no concern at all. So try to minimize the thing. Try even to exterminate it. There is nothing to you but life in all its glory. And this glory has a permanence that cannot be disturbed, even temporarily. Suppose you write me again, rather more in detail, and we will see what can be done about it all. Perhaps you should consult the doctor further, but I cannot help thinking you should hesitate a bit and try milder methods. So the operation is over and you feel relieved. Well, it will be a comfort and a defense for you to say once in a while, the malady was not, and the surgery was not. Neither of them has touched or moved me. How could they when my structure is spiritual? Hence it is that I am still intact and sound. Nothing out of condition or out of place in my entire economy. Perfect peace and soundness prevail. It cannot be otherwise, because the Almighty stands guard and forbids the entrance of any alien. Then, as you begin to think about the Almighty, you gather courage to admit that He is so close as to be one with you, and you say, I am in Him, and He is in me. Since He is mighty, I must be mighty. Since He is eternal, I am also. Have you ever tried to say to yourself, perpetually exuberant life issues forth as me? If you try real hard, you can say it. The second time will be easier. You can say it 40 times a day. The mere saying will do something for you. That surgery you mention never happened because you are spiritual in structure, intelligence rather than corporeality. An intelligence cannot be touched by material instruments or ailments. Every part of you, therefore, is in perfectly good trim today. This is why we say you are whole, sound, intact, and at peace at every point and in every respect. We will keep working, which means you will keep talking to yourself constructively. Now be careful to repudiate that surgery with the conditions it was aimed at. They never have entered your habitation. You can still say, perfect God and perfect me.